Oh no! We're back again.
We
exactly. Yeah, it's me, Owen. I'm back. You all know me. Joined again, once again by my good friend Budweiser in my left hand tonight. It's been an interesting few weeks. Not been a whole lot of interest in the whole podcasting thing as of late, but that's fine. Because I'm joined tonight by my good friend and longtime associate, Jack Bender. Jack, how you doing?
Can't complain at all.
So why are you here at the Ono Radio Show? I mean,
aside from the fact that you've been talking about this podcast thing for so long that I had to see it for myself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tony's been in, and Mark really wants to come in. So essentially, yeah. You're the second member of Bob's Newsstand to enter these doors, and we certainly third. Applaud that.
Third, technically, but...
Well, third, including myself, but hey, it's good to have you. I can do that.
I guess better now before I'm 2,500 miles away.
Yeah, seriously. Way to bring it up already. Jeez.
Sorry.
Audience hasn't even got to know you, and they're saying goodbye.
I can be a phone-in guest.
Yeah, and we're talking about doing that, too, you know. Oh, no, it's going to go big. Eventually, we're going to, you know, we're going to get that phone system down. We're going to be live streaming, guys. We keep talking about it, but in a short while, certainly shortly in the new year, we'll be up on that technology. And, Jack, it would be great to talk to you from... Where are you going, Jack?
I'm going to San Diego, California.
He's going to San Diego.
The one state where everybody says, don't move here. It's broke. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But when you live in Florida, how could it really be any worse?
This is true. What are the major draws to San Diego for you?
Well, specifically, my fiance is out there right now, so that helps a lot.
That's a pretty big draw.
You know, the fact that perfect weather pretty much every day, except now. Apparently, it's hailing. They have flooding.
Really?
And torrential downpours while we have rarely gorgeous weather here in Florida.
I thought it was funny that at one time, I mean, we can get on this, certainly. Florida's been undergoing a cold snap up and down all the time, whenever at once, over the past couple of weeks. And I thought it was funny that Joe did post on her Facebook that it was warmer in, you know, in San Diego than it was in Florida. And how rare it was. Like, they were at a nice 70 degrees at one night, and we were down in the low 50s or 40s. And
or even the 20s and 30s.
That's yeah.
It changes every day.
I don't get it, because, first off, the people in Florida, they don't understand how to handle the cold.
Nope.
That's the first thing, is that they don't know what to wear. They don't have jackets. They don't have the stuff. So you have people in Florida that are just, whenever it gets cold, they literally freak out. I mean, it becomes headline news that tonight it's going to drop down to 32 degrees. You do not have that in other parts of the country.
No. And the sign of that is, and especially on the local, super local of all the news stations in town, when they say, we've been getting so many pictures of your children and pets bundled up. Keep sending them in. When that's a good news story, you realize how small market your town really, really
yeah,
is.
Exactly. And Orlando is. It's a small market. It's easy to be a big fish in a small pond here, I think. I think that's kind of what a lot of the local talent has done in this town. But while we're talking about Orlando, of course, we have to bring up the Magic.
Yes. The biggest market thing that we have going for us.
The biggest market thing we have going for us, absolutely. I mean, it's been really interesting. It's been, wow, what a crazy week. First off, we haven't done a podcast since November 29th, and therefore we hadn't begun to even talk about the Magic stomach virus that hit.
Yeah, I never really heard too much other than apparently people got sick and they've not really been a quality team since then.
Well, they got the stomach virus, and I know basically it took at least, it was four or five people out, including Dwight.
And I mean,
and
without
they,
Dwight, what
they
are
played,
we?
They played and actually won a game with eight players that are basically bench players. they played and won a game. Now, they lost four others like that because it was a longstanding thing. I mean, it lasted three, four games easy. And here they are, you know, with this huge announcement just this past weekend with all these trades.
That hopefully won't be a mistake.
Well, I kind of like it. Let's talk about exactly what happened. We got rid of Vince Carter,
which is kind of a big deal in a way, but he's kind of on his way out, veteran well, player.
Vince was a promise that couldn't be kept, and he has never delivered.
Not really.
At the end of a season, and he was brought in to be the guy to go do it, and he couldn't do it. So Vince was let go. I've been saying that they needed to get rid of Rashard Lewis for quite some time. I'm not disappointed in that decision at all.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Good player, but at the end of the day, we can do better. My biggest thing and my biggest problem I have is losing Air France, Michael Petras.
Yes, absolutely. He seemed like the cool person who would actually still talk to the local media.
Yeah.
And just be a cool guy off the court.
Those three players, along with, I think, a first-round draft pick and some other incidentals, that's basically what we lost.
But we got Hedo Turkoglu back. The most awkwardly spelled last name of any. You know, he's got a G somewhere in the last name.
Turkoglu.
I don't know.
He's a good player, though. I saw him the other night. I mean, they're awkward as hell to watch, especially that first game in Atlanta, which a couple nights ago. Pretty embarrassing to watch, to be honest, but they don't know how to do the pick and roll defense. They don't know how to do a lot of the stuff that the core of the Magic defense has been doing. So they're going to have to go back to basics and learn how to do all that. On top of that, you've got the fact that they don't know each other. They haven't played with each other. They don't know where everybody's little sweet spot is and where to hit them on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And Richardson played a really good game last night. Turkoglu didn't play a bad game. He's certainly going to be very effective with Dwight, and that's a big plus. It's because those two still have chemistry on the court straight off the bat. He remembers where Dwight wants to go, and he's been able to deliver some passes to Dwight, and that's really refreshing. The biggest disappointment in the first two games of them playing with the new roster has been Arenas, in my opinion, because he's committed just a lot of fouls and been really just a very poor shooting percentage. And right now, we would have won. We're on, I think, a four-game losing streak right now.
Yep.
We would have won. We would have won three of the games had our shots just been going in, and there's been a lot of just quantity of shots and very, you know, little baskets. What do you say? I mean, it's typical Magic basketball.
Well, but if nothing else, at least there's a new arena to play basketball in.
And have you been there yet?
I have not. I wish I had time. I hear it's cheaper though.
I do as well, and I hear it's a very, very nice place. From the looks of it, from the outside, just driving by it, it's pretty.
I feel bad for anybody living across the street. I can only see the glow from the massive video screen that they've put up, which hasn't caused any major traffic accidents.
Well, they're only showing still images, which is probably a good idea.
Yes. One hopes.
Well, did you stay up the other night to see the lunar eclipse?
You know, I stayed up to see part of it, and I think the best description, because I happened to walk out right as some other college kids were walking out of their apartments, and they all walked out, and one guy looked up, said, you know, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of lame. And about that time, I walked back inside and went to bed. But, you know, I guess it's cool that it was on a full moon on the winter solstice.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the first or last That's full lunar eclipse since the 1600s or something.
It's like 455 years or something. Like, yeah.
I saw a little bit of it.
I did too. I stayed up as late as I could to try and see as much of it as I could. And it got like halfway, the moon was kind of darkened, and it looked like almost like an ink cloud was pouring over it in a sense. But I guess if you were to stay up another hour, hour and a half, it goes to that, I don't know, it starts turning red.
I did see some of that.
I didn't see any of the red.
The first time I walked out, I will say, it looked just like a cloud was going over part of it. It was just kind of dark.
Yeah.
And kind of
a
letdown. And even still when it was turning red. But I don't know. I'm jaded. Nothing impresses me
anymore. It didn't impress you at all. The whole idea that that's the moon and, like, there's the earth in between the sun and the moon. And, like, that's our shadow casting upon the moon, bouncing back off the reflection off the sun. And, like, none of that interests you.
Well, now you make me sound like a jackass by not appreciating how wonderful the solar system is.
Well, you should.
Everything that we can't see is, in theory, amazing as well, but sure, I'm a douche because I don't appreciate the moon.
What can't we see? What can't we see that you appreciate then?
That's a good question. I've never seen Mercury. Apparently, it's really worthwhile either.
That's not a good option. That's like a...
I don't think we have any... I mean, the whole solar system is...
I can show you some Mercury.
If you show me a thermometer, I don't think that's going to count.
We can break it, and then we can, like, play with sticks and make shapes with it.
I mean, Mars is cool, I guess, but you see that all the time.
Do you?
I won't go there. I don't know. Mars is kind of a sore subject for me.
Why? Let's get into this.
All right. Well, for people who probably won't be listening to this show, I'm not going to name names or anything, but I know people who, for reasons unknown, have somehow gotten just completely obsessed with the planet Mars. And sorry, the music just is all the more appropriate.
Yeah, I know. Well, so they're obsessed with Mars how?
Well, they get obsessed with a lot of things, and let's just say that was one in particular. And
well, why are they obsessed with Mars? What are they obsessed about Mars about?
Like,
you gotta go
hanging
into specifics
out on
here.
Mars, like if they could go and just like hang out and chill
on
the planet.
That's what they
Mars.
Would want to do. Hang out on Mars.
Pretty much, basically.
Let's go hang out on Mars.
Are
we on Mars yet?
We're gonna cool down on Mars.
I think we're on Mars.
Wow, they must have a lot of reverb.
I'm on Mars.
I'm apparently
Mars
still on Earth because I have nothing, no echo.
Do you want me to beam you up?
Please do.
Going to Mars! I think you're on Mars now.
I feel so much... Wow. You know, now that I'm here... Maybe I appreciate it a little more.
See?
I take it all back.
Look, over there. It's a red rock.
Hey, and from here, a total lunar eclipse looks amazing. Except you couldn't see a total lunar eclipse from Mars, I guess, because you'd have to be
on
Earth.
Well, it would be a different moon. Hey, look, there's six moons.
And an asteroid. So what do you think? Are there actual Martians? We better go back to Earth. I don't want to... alarm the Martians if they're there. Do you think they are?
Hey, Martians! You out there?
I guess not.
I invite you to the podcast if you would like to join us. But only if you're one of those nice Martians. We can't handle any of the evil ones. And Danny DeVito, stay away. Stop trying to come.
Are you saying Danny DeVito is a Martian?
Was there ever any doubt?
I guess not.
Want to go back to Earth?
Yeah, this place is creeping me out.
Me too. Back to Earth!
Wow, that was
It's an instant portal.
It took a lot longer to get there than it did to get back. That's weird.
That's the way it works. The force of the sun pushes you forward.
That's my very it's my scientific time. Explanation there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Astronomer so, Owen there.
I got a story that I was told over a Facebook chat that I'm really not sure.
Do people actually use that? I've never myself been a part of it.
Really? I use it all the time. I'd log on to see who's on, and then I'm like, hey, fucker, come to the show. And then sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't.
Wait, By the way, show are you talking about?
We are definitely talking about the Bob's Newsstand show.
The show that's actually happening.
The show that is actually happening, which is tomorrow, which by the time you get this will probably be today. This is Thursday, the 23rd of December at Will's Pub, 9 o'clock. Bob's Newsstand and Sugar Free live in one spot for you.
One place, one bar. And they have pool tables, too.
They have pool tables. We're being told it's, what, like a $5 cover?
Yeah. Bring money for beer, and if you have to spend some of it on the door, so be it.
So be it. And bottom line is, basically, we're Bob's Newsstand. We're playing three new songs. If you haven't heard us, we're a garage rock band. I think I'm going to play one of our songs at the end of the show.
It sounds like a good idea.
But, you know, definitely come out if you can. I know it's last minute. I mean, by the time you get this and hear this, it'll probably be like, oh, well, I'm either going to the show tonight or I'm not. But go to the show tonight because you totally should. It'll be a whole lot of fun.
What better way to get ready for Christmas than to go to a smelly bar that doesn't serve liquor, only beer, which I guess is fine for everybody on the planet except for pretty
except
much
for
me.
You, yeah.
So, early Christmas present ideas.
There you go.
Liquor, please.
Did you get your sweater?
You know, I'm sad to say that I could not find an appropriately tacky sweater.
By the way, folks,
I have a backup t-shirt.
The name of the event is a very Newsstand Christmas, appropriate because it's December 23rd, of course. I had the bright idea that we all wear very tacky Christmas sweaters if possible. I've got mine.
I have an appropriately tacky t-shirt.
Kevin's got one for you.
T-shirt or sweater?
He's got a sweater that you can wear on top of the t-shirt to come out with, and then you might be able to take off.
I mean, it is a Christmas t-shirt.
He sent me a picture of this, actually. I might still have it.
I mean, I was expecting full-on to see knit-stitched snowflakes and reindeers and Santa Claus. They do not sell them anymore. I think you literally
so
have to go to your grandma's
Christmas
house.
A Christmas sweater as it's a Cosby sweater, but check that out.
I think you just got a text message because it just looks like words.
Oh, hang on. No. It's a multimedia thing. Here.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You want to wear that?
I think I'll have to. I
text him back, or I will, saying that Jack wants to wear it.
I'll feel like I've let not only myself, but everyone I know down. And
Give me 2 seconds. I want to show you the sweater I'm going to wear. Hey, podcast, just hang out with Jack for, like, 20 seconds.
Now, I will say one thing that I did find, which was somewhat positive, is some kind of ugly but yet kind of holiday-appropriate Argyle socks.
Oh,
and the best part, because I've never had the opportunity to wear shorts on stage because there are some people out there who are, for some reason, against shorts on stage by a band, which I don't particularly understand, but I could be wearing these Argyle socks and pants, but then you wouldn't see. You know, I almost bought that same sweater from Target, and I didn't.
I almost did,
and I said, no, it's not cheesy enough.
No, I think it's the perfect holiday sweater. I'm going to wear a shirt and tie underneath it and probably slick my hair back. I'm not quite sure.
Well, it's funny because the socks that I was mentioning, I actually bought from Target before I came over here. And they're Argyle socks, so they'll fit the scheme perfectly.
Well, there we have it.
Sweet.
Argyle for the new year, huh?
We're bringing it back, kids, and we're going, what, like 4 decades back instead of the 80s, because that's not retro enough.
Exactly. I was going to tell this story right before we went on that tangent about the Newsstand, but I'll just go ahead and tell it now. This story, like I said before, was from somebody over the Facebook chat. This was a drunken conversation late at night, And it's somebody that you know, but I've been sworn to secrecy.
Sure. Fine.
Wink, wink. I'll tell you off air.
Sounds good.
Anyway.
It could have been anybody at this point.
This person has a new boyfriend. And,
continue.
Been, you know, getting to that point where they've been with each other long enough, they're ready to start crossing some lines, Jack.
Are you suggesting that they're consummating their relationship?
They might, in fact, be doing so. Based on the information that this drunken individual told me. She told me.
Okay.
That they might have been at maybe a movie theater.
Perhaps. She doesn't completely recall.
Now, they're not 16 years old. This isn't the only place that they can do things. But they may or may not be in a movie theater.
Are they acting out lines from a decades-old Alanis Morissette song?
Don't think they are. Because this one's a little interesting. You see, she starts to do a deed.
A deed?
In the movie theater.
Okay. All right. I have no idea. It sounds like she was choking on some popcorn there.
She might have
been. Perhaps, perhaps.
Just.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Theoretically, perhaps.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Now, while the deed is happening, she's, you know, keep in mind, she's been experiencing some serious sinus pressure over the past couple of weeks.
I'm afraid to know where this is going.
And when the deed is occurring, and a nosebleed starts to ensue.
That's,
and not just any nosebleed, a very powerful nosebleed. Sucking blood, Dick.
You know, of all the things that I thought I was gonna hear to sum up this story. Wow. You know,
the things you swear to never tell.
Apparently, I guess that's. I hope them well because they certainly have crossed many boundaries.
Yeah,
quickly. Apparently.
Well, I felt bad enough for her in hearing this story that I've decided to tell my own similar story. Now, me and Teresa, a very long time ago, met, and we were very young. We were certainly below age for consent. And we may have had relations. And at the time, Teresa may or may not have had braces.
I'm kind of alarmed. Kind of alarmed.
There was a snag.
Oh.
And being an uncircumcised British male.
I just learned something about you that I could have continued my entire life without knowing, but all right. Thank you for that.
Welcome to the Ono Radio Show. But because of this, the protruding blood.
Oh my gosh.
It became a little bit of an issue. Let's just say it stopped things for the rest of the day for sure.
That seems kind of like a, I don't want to say deal breaker, but definitely,
but it wasn't because it's the girl that has a ring on her finger.
Well, no, I'm not talking about just in general, I'm talking about that specific
action that particular time. Yeah. But, she got the braces removed and all's well and good, guys. So keep on keeping on.
So the moral of the story is watch out for braces.
And or nosebleeds, one of the two.
Well, I guess under the circumstances, I'd rather it be a nosebleed as opposed to my own pain.
Yeah.
Maybe selfish, I don't know.
I'm thinking it's about the time we need to take a little break. Reconvene. And guys, don't forget to visit theonoradioshow.com. We have bought the domain. We are official. The Ono... Not the just ohnoradioshow.com.
So official.
ohnoradioshow.com. Visit us there. We've got plenty of episodes. We're undergoing a full site redesign, and in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start going live. We're going to start doing things a little different. We're going to start taking calls, and this is, if I can get it to play, yeah, this is Young the Giant with a little song called My Body. We'll be back in a few. Later. Pepsi or a Coke guy?
I drink Mountain Dew, but I don't drink any dark sodas. I'm okay with like Sprite and orange soda, but it doesn't have caffeine, so what's the point? Yeah.
Song, huh?
I couldn't agree more.
Perfectly appropriate for the time of the season.
And because they're California SoCal band.
Absolutely. First off, it's about Christmas time, and we'll get to that later, I'm sure. But second off, Jack is moving to California. And I wanted to get his opinion on things because he says he's really kind of done with Florida.
Yes.
So why, Jack? What are the main reasons that Florida irks you?
Well, let me first and foremost start off being a native Floridian and living here my entire life. I don't know who decided or came up with the idea that native Floridians are supposed to be called crackers and it not be an offensive term.
Crackers.
Cracker, yes. And by not being any sort of southern, well, no, I'm definitely kind of a southern person, I guess, even if geography has the only thing to do with it, but I am by no means a cracker.
No, you're not. You're definitely not.
I'm not a dry, salty, bread-related product or some inbred.
All right. Florida, though. What else?
Florida. Well, and I'm sure I'm probably going to find it anywhere. I am sick and tired of driving past trucks that are literally three times taller. Granted, I drive a small car, three times taller than my car. I can't help but think...
You know you're going to still see that sort of stuff out in California.
Well, something tells me I'm not going to see quite as many rebel flags.
You probably won't see as many rebel flags, I'll give you that.
And I don't know, there's plenty more than that, but that's really just one of the main things. Honestly, I'm kind of sick and tired of living in a theme park world. We have no real culture.
That is understandable. We don't have culture. Does San Diego...
They have museums, they have a huge amount of clubs for music, and not to mention the fact that you have the Pacific Ocean on one side, and you have mountains. They actually have hills, and it's not just flat. I'm excited about that.
So that's a draw for you to go to California, is the mountains.
Yeah, I want to go snowboarding, which we don't.
Okay.
Which
and can't do that here.
It's been really cold, so I don't know if I want to say, oh, I can't wait to see snow. But being able to see it.
You're a wuss in the cold, though. I've seen you. Well, you don't like the cold.
Yes, but if you layer up, it's fine. If on Florida, you have water on one side or water on the other side, whereas you have at least a choice.
Uh-huh.
You have water or the desert, and then mountains in between. This is making it sound like not a very compelling argument, I realize.
But, yeah, I want to know the real reasons. Obviously, your girls, culture, your girls out in California, yes. That's a huge reason.
Hi, Joe.
But, hi, Joe. But at the same time, you got to give me more than that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not extremely pleased with the way Orlando was run by, you know, as a whole. We have a terrible public transportation system.
And speaking of perfect example, they actually have mass transit. Like, you can take light rail through the metro of San Diego. And not to mention, you're going to sit in traffic, but at least you don't have to pay tolls anywhere.
That is nice.
You can't say that about Orlando.
No, you can't.
Not to mention the fact that even when gridlock happens, it still moves. People are stupid. And no matter what, the majority of everything still closes way early. We're not a big city at all.
Mm.
We're full of people from everywhere else.
I've
been here my entire life, and it's still an uncommon thing when people hear that I'm born and raised in Orlando, Florida.
It is weird.
I've met more people from New York who
live in
Orlando.
You'll find a lot of people from, you know, bordering counties. You'll find a lot of people from
Polk County. Sorry for that.
Your Winter Havens, even your Lakelands at times, even though actually the Lakeland people try and stay a little...
Ocoee.
Yeah, Ocoee.
Yeah.
The Lakeland people and the Ocoee people, they're the people that stay in those towns for the rest of their lives, some of them, you know.
They enjoy the fact that the most exciting thing they have to go to is a 4-H or an FFA meeting. Which, don't get me wrong, I mean, farmers are cool because I enjoy eating meat. I could care less about vegetables.
I agree. So, Jack, I want to give you a little interview here because the fans, they don't know who you are.
No, they don't.
And we're just going to... We're going to drift into this together. This is going to be a little experiment. And we're going to sit and talk about the life and times of Jack Bender.
This ought to be good.
All right. So, Jack, you've been living in Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
For quite some time.
26 years.
Planning on moving to California. Jack, when was the first time you had sex? How old were you?
I was 16. Yes, I was 16.
I was 16 as well. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Owen.
Are you clipped?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Why do you say that, Jack?
Well, having never... lived the former or been aware of it, I guess.
Why would you suggest that a child be taken away of something that is born to him?
Well, from what I've heard, apparently it's not as difficult to clean.
It's not difficult to clean if you're not a retard with it. So
I don't know. Luckily, I was too young to remember having and then losing it, which I suppose I thank my parents for, because that would probably be very traumatic.
You have no reason to be thanking your parents for the fact that your dick was mutilated. Your dick was mutilated. Just, you're gonna have to live with that.
Well, I guess there's nothing I can do about it now.
I guess not. How long have you been wearing glasses?
I got my first pair in fourth grade. Started wearing them all the time in high school.
Okay, so it's been pretty much all your life almost.
Reasonably enough.
When'd you get the piercing in your nose? And what's it called?
It is... Well, it's my septum that's
your
pierced.
Your septum that's pierced.
And I got it in 2007.
Why?
Because I could hide it at work.
Do you get mad that you're getting bald?
Well, there's nothing I can really do about it, but
it somehow suits you, though. In a weird way, you can rock it, and I'm not trying to take the piss, Jack. I'm just, do you get mad about it?
I've never take the piss.
Take the piss? You never heard that?
Is that an English thing?
Yeah, it's an English expression.
Well, I mean, here's what I get frustrated with. When I was younger and had the hair still, there was no real like cool hairstyles going on, and I guess now that the hairstyle with the whole like emo swipey hair in the face thing, yeah.
But no one likes that.
Not that I want to do it, but just the fact that I know I can't.
Would you probably would if you were that age and you can't?
Oh, I'm sure I would have looked like an emo bastard.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's for the best.
Is that long longevity in your family?
And what's interesting, because I think it's because, you know, everybody says that it's on your mom's side.
Yeah,
and genetics
yeah.
is a very confusing thing. Well, at least to me, because on my mom's side, my grandfather had very thick, dark hair. And I mean, granted, it was gray when I knew him, but he full head of hair. My dad, very similar hairline. However, he still has more hair than me, which I blame to my stress at work because I take way more than I need to.
Yeah.
His brother, same similar hairline, and his dad, same similar hairline. So only seen pictures of my great-great-grandfather, but he was bald. So
it runs in the family. It has to.
Pretty much, yeah.
And what are you again? You're German?
My dad's side of the family is German. I'm actually fifth generation German immigrant. And then my mom's side of the family is Scottish and Irish.
Right on.
They actually have, because my mom's family is the Keiths, they actually have a tartan. Like,
do they
Scottish
really?
Tartan, yes.
That's cool. It's like my family has a coat of arms, and that's kind of a thing for us. But,
I have a
tie. I can definitely relate.
Plaid.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So you also play bass. How long have you been playing bass?
I have been playing the bass for 13 years.
13 years. And
yes.
you own how many basses now?
Currently, I own 4 basses. Yes, 4.
I know of the Green Monster and the new Jag.
I have the Green Monster, which is a Fender precision bass that I bought at a pawn shop. I have the Squire Jaguar bass, which
I love, by
gorgeous.
The way. It's awesome.
Gorgeous.
It is cool. You going to be playing that tomorrow night?
I absolutely, and it's got fresh new strings. It's going to be glorious.
Beautiful.
Beyond that, I have a Squire jazz bass, and I also have an OLP, which literally stands for Officially Licensed Product, but it's basically a poor man's Music Man. And honestly, the best part about
Music Man.
I can't stand.
It's a good brand. I like Music Man.
Except any bass with active electronics has a battery in it, and that kind of sucks. Call me old school or old fashioned, but I just want to plug it in. I don't want to have to worry about changing a battery.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm under the same kind of thing right now. I'm about to get an E-Pass. Do you own an E-Pass?
I have for quite some time.
Do I get the really cheap one, or do I spend more money and get the other one? You know, because they got like the mini thing.
Well, I've got the old, like,
for those of you that don't know, by the way, E-Pass is used on Central Florida toll roads. It helps you not have to stop and have cash every time you need to go through a toll.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I have the old one that in the car I got it for is supposed to, like, Velcro up to your windshield or whatever. It just slides around my dashboard as I drive.
Yeah.
And the best part about having it is even when the battery is completely dead, if you're an E-Pass customer, you don't get fined for running tolls.
See, I've just been going through that. I literally had to pay, I think it was like $26. And it was 2 different tickets. Like, I forgot to pay one, and then I got another one. I was like, all right.
That sounds kind of cheap for a ticket.
I'll pay it off. No, but they're not necessarily tickets. They're just like, okay, you've been using our road. we need the money from you. Hey, you haven't paid this. And I'm sure they tack a little bit on. They tack like a $3.50 fee or something. And
I say go for it. Why not?
And then I paid for it. But I'm sick of doing it because it's always such a pain in the ass to handle cash. Do you handle cash a lot now?
Not so much. The best part, I don't have to stop. I just keep driving. Just keep going. The express lane.
But in general, though, do you
I've got three
roll around with cash?
I have $3 in my pocket just in case I use a vending machine. That.
I never, ever have cash on me anymore.
I will say, without going into detail, because I don't want to bore anybody, but I've been getting into the lost art of numismatics.
That's right.
Which is coin collecting.
How's that going? We haven't talked about that in a while.
Well, to be honest, it hasn't really progressed too much. I have started gathering up just all the change I've had around and have started roll. It was sad. I actually went to the bank, and I had three rolls of nickels, and I asked for three different rolls of nickels. So yes, kids, if you want an exciting hobby that will pass the time, numismatics, coin collecting, you will get the ladies to run the other direction because you're so boring.
Yeah, exactly. We should talk about my extensive collection of buffalo nickels there that I have.
Yeah.
It's not a bad little collection. You were a little jealous.
Just because I don't have any where you can read the date. Because mine apparently were used well and properly.
And all but one, you can read the date on mine. I got five of them. And you can kind of even read the date on... Is it six?
There's six in that little thing over there.
Is there six?
Yeah. It looks like it.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Either way, I think that's... this is boring, this coin collecting thing.
It's a coin collecting thing?
Well, I mean, I'm the same person who enjoys baseball for the statistics, so I'm kind of the wrong person to ask about
hobbies. I've never been like that. I don't know. I mean, coin collecting is kind of unique, though, because the exciting thing about coin collecting is that you can make some money off coin collecting. You know, you're going to find the one coin that no one else has found and blah, blah, blah.
Wasting an eternity in the process.
Yeah, that's true. How do you feel about breastfeeding in public?
You know, that is a funny, funny question. I personally think that, if you're in a place where it says no food or drink, they shouldn't be able to breastfeed.
Well,
but it's awkward. It makes me feel kind of awkward. I'm not going to lie.
I was in a theater not too long ago. Granted, it was in a theme park, but it was a theater nonetheless. And there was a woman breastfeeding in the front row of the audience. I'm not sure that that's an acceptable place. Movie theater, theme park out in the open.
Well, I guess
shopping mall.
More than anything,
Walmart.
Is that cool? Well, at that point, and yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't have a babysitter, maybe that's why you've got the young kid out as you're grocery shopping or doing whatever you have to do, but. If you're in a movie theater with a child that's so young, they still need to suckle the teat for their food.
Yeah.
Why are they there in the first place? They are bound to start crying and ruin the experience for everyone else. But it seems awkward because I'm sure if you stared at them, they would call you names.
Well,
and here's the thing
that I find that really angers me is the fact that when you present the same argument to a woman, they're like, well, what would you do? Is the baby supposed to eat in a bathroom? Would you eat in a bathroom? It's natural. It's supposed to be just allowed. Like, it's not against the law. I get it. But there can be a certain decorum that you can follow and not maybe be in a movie theater fucking breastfeeding your kid.
I don't know. Personally, I don't have much sympathy for the we should be able to do it argument, but at the same time...
You chose to have a kid.
Yes.
I choose not to have kids. Why is it my responsibility to have to put up with it?
Exactly.
Especially in a PG-13 or whatever movie, you know? Like.
Well, because technically, if it was any other time, wouldn't it be in decent exposure? But does it make it decent because it's for a purpose?
Kind of does. I don't know.
I want to see a woman breastfeed a child in a strip club. Just
because. I bet
And I'm not talking about somebody. I'm talking about somebody on stage. I'm not talking about in the crowd.
Oh, on
like,
stage?
While stripping, holding the baby. You know, I mean, he's got to eat. He's got to eat sometime.
And she's got to eat. So two birds, one stone.
Because let's not kid ourselves. Most strippers probably have at least two children. And three different fathers.
I just remembered something crazy that happened that I probably didn't even tell you.
I'm guessing the interview's over.
Yeah, the interview's over.
That was fun.
Done.
And I thought it was going to get too personal.
Nah, we didn't even start. That's like part one of, you know, many. We might come back in the next segment with another interview, but I got a story about a guy that you know as well. Much like the person that you knew from my previous nosebleed story. This is a guy that I've talked about, and he said we could tell some stories online, but at the same time not mention his name.
Sure.
He used to work at our place of employment, and he is now...
elsewhere.
Out on the beat.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know who I'm talking about. He's out on the beat in a certain county in Central Florida. Well, either way, this guy... I got a call from him the other night.
I'm intrigued. I think.
Look at it. All right. This person just called. Text message from this guy. Hey, look out your window.
That's kind of a scary thought.
Look out the window. There's a police car with flashing lights. So I unlock the door and I go outside, probably against my best judgment. And there he is, standing outside of his car. Arms crossed.
That seems...
Guess what? I'm a cop now.
Your tax dollars hard at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Hard at work, ladies and gentlemen. It's like I was just in the neighborhood. Thought I'd swing on by, say hello.
I bet he probably was speeding while he got here.
Probably was. And that's what cops do, man.
Oh, they are the worst speeders are always the cops. And it's always the county. Not the police department.
Oh,
not
it's
even
always
the troopers.
The county.
It's
the
county.
It's the county. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely the county. The troopers do it too, a bit.
But the county's the worst.
But the county's the worst. Yeah, for sure. Oh man, I'm starting to run out of ideas for this whole fucking podcast thing. I mean, no offense, but it's like you haven't done this before. You don't know my pitter patter. You don't know what's going on. You know, I mean, we're talking about things. We're having a good time.
Maybe
we haven't gotten to tits yet. We haven't gotten to dicks flashing around in the wind. We haven't even started.
I guess this is a very tame show by comparison to
things
of that nature.
It really is. I got an Argyle sweater hanging behind me.
I think you're growing up and you're getting old.
I'm not.
You're getting boring.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Either that or my boring is rubbing
Jordan,
off on your show.
All right. Well, that's what we need to talk about first off is the fact that, Jordan, where the fuck you been?
Yeah,
seriously.
Buddy, I don't even know
you. I keep
trying
to call you. You don't answer anymore. You were signed up to do a fucking show on Sunday night after I got off work, had everything all set up ready to go, and you didn't even return any phone calls. Val, you blew me off. You left me a voicemail. I'll give you that.
But that statement was going in a completely different direction when you started it.
Yeah, you blew me. fuck it, man. I need to have a smoke break, and I need to either get Tony in here, or I need to get Jordan in here, and I don't know what's going on. It's not your fault, Jack. It's just, this is just the way of the Oh No Radio show. There's always something to fuck it up. The good news is I have some music for you.
I'm excited to hear what you have in store for me.
You like the Kinks?
Probably.
You've heard the Kinks before?
I'm sure I have.
Girl, they are not.
Oh, yes. Sure, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the Kinks. Well, this is a song called Father Christmas, and it's about how they want money from Santa instead of all the shitty presents.
Sounds good. We should go back to Mars when we come back. That was fun.
You want
to
go back to Mars in a little bit?
I think we should.
Maybe we'll open on Mars. I don't know.
Perfect.
There's plenty of things that I've still got written down that we could talk about. It's just, it's been so long since I've done a show. A lot of it seems outdated now. Either way, we'll come back with something for you. Maybe it'll be on Mars, maybe not.
And hopefully it won't be boring. at least on my part, I don't know, like, make no promises.
Sucking fat titties. See you in a minute.
Sucking fat titties. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and bugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Sister, a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us a noise.
Put your headphones on.
The headphones are on.
What was it you said earlier on the porch?
Every piece of toast with the face of Jesus in it comes from Florida. It's true.
So it seems like you got to get something off your chest there, Jack.
Well, you asked me why I didn't like Florida. And it's come to my attention that every piece of toast that has Jesus' face on it has come out of Florida. And you did bring up a good point that what about Alabama? But I don't think they have the internet in Alabama, so you didn't find out about it.
They definitely don't have the internet in Alabama. No.
And something that really... And maybe it happens in other places, but it happens to me all the time. And it happened today when I was leaving the parking lot of a store. And it happened recently, too. And I was getting into my car as a family was getting out of their car. And I wasn't driving away yet. However, the father of the family proceeded to stare at me as if I was about to run over their child. Even though I was minding my own business sitting in my car, yet he felt the need to continue to stare at me as if to make sure that I wasn't going to drive into them.
See, I would have revved my engine.
Perhaps that's my problem. I don't go far enough. I don't antagonize people as much as I care
people
to.
People need to be antagonized. They're fuckers.
Well, and you know, I couldn't agree more. And I guess I've got some ranting I need to do.
You do.
I do.
You really do.
And to be completely honest with you, it has to do with why I'm ready to get out of Florida. And
It certainly doesn't help.
Well, no, it doesn't. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, you know, my fiance is on the other side of the country already. And, you know, I used to be able to see her every day when I'd get home from work, when I was having a bad day. It'd be nice to, you know, just see a friendly face. And
right.
Just every day, well, not every day, but the majority of the days when I go into work, I have to see a face that makes me nothing but angry for a multitude of reasons. And the beginning of which, more than anything else, I don't care who you are, purple eyeshadow does not make you look attractive.
That's right.
At best, you look like a whore. At worst, you look like a whore that nobody likes. And it just really bothers me because their personality is like the epitome of nails on a chalkboard. Insufferable. Insufferable laugh. Insufferable laugh. Looking at their face makes me want to murder people.
Yeah.
Murder.
I've worked with that person before.
Stab. Like, I wish that I could commit homicide. Like, I wish that there was more of this person so I could kill them in a variety of ways. Because they bother me that much. Irritate me.
Why don't you really get into it, Jack? Why don't you really get into it?
I don't even know how to put into words how irritated this person makes me just because literally just their sheer existence. The fact that they breathe air near me bothers me because, well, I might get a disease from breathing the air because of their apparent track record, which is neither confirmed nor denied, but
filth.
I don't really care. Yeah, seriously. So well, it's frustrating that my fiance is 25 miles away and I have to look at an ugly whore with too much makeup on her face.
100 miles away? 100 miles away.
2,500 miles away.
Yeah, you said 25 miles away.
Well, that's how far I have to drive to work every day. Yeah. That's not really that bad.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no matter how much makeup you put on your face, you're still going to have acne and you're in not a teenage age anymore.
You're still a whore.
Yes.
Anyway.
That was fun.
It usually is, man. It helps you get some shit off the chest, do a little rant, get some things out with Iron Maiden behind you.
And the first song, which, by the way, was Santa's Coming by CKY, which I enjoy. And actually, I don't know if you have a policy about replaying songs, but I've got a Christmas-related rant. It's not nearly as venom-filled, but either way, that felt good.
You want to talk about
Christmas? I do want to talk about Christmas. Because
all right, I'll play the song again if you really want to.
Whatever Christmas used to mean, which apparently thousands of years ago started off with the birth of the baby Jesus.
Uh-huh.
To some, I guess others, they just care about Santa, but what really bothers me is gift cards. And I mean, gift cards, yeah, it's good, I guess, cuz I mean, if I get a gift card, I'd rather get a gift card from a family member who doesn't know me well than some piece of crap sweater or something, which I guess in retrospect would be helpful because I need an ugly sweater for a show tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly.
But my biggest issue is the fact that people would rather give a gift card than try and learn something about their family. I actually heard a kid when I was at the store the other day. He told, and I'm guessing it was like his mom or somebody he was with. He actually told him, he said, "I don't know, you know better what they, just get them something and tell them it was from me. Why don't you just get to know this person? Or say to hell with it, I don't know you well enough, you're not getting a Christmas present from." Like,
exactly.
How did it become so vital to get a Christmas present for somebody that you don't even know that you'd rather? And the thing is, it's so bad now, and my problem, because I, at some point in my life, I used to be great at giving Christmas presents. It seemed like, you know, it was one of those, like, I'd take some mental note and later on down the line get that gift and be like, oh, this is such a great present. And like, to my sister's very artfully inclined, and like,
right,
for
right,
my
right.
my birthday gave me like this cross stitched awesome shirt. You know, it's got zombie all cross stitched. I'm not artsy inclined.
So
at
any
all.
Gift that you give her basically is going to be a piece of shit.
Pretty much. And
like, I'm going to go buy a box set of DVDs, and it's never going to compare to the fact that got a sweater that you handmade yourself.
And because, like, I remember a time where no matter what you got, like, the biggest thing was you had to make sure you got the price tag off of it because it was, like, embarrassing or in bad taste right. if people knew how much you spent. Well, with gift cards now, there's the denomination of how much you spent on it. So even if it's a lot, it's still it's like, well, Uncle So-and-so must not love me very much because
he only
got me a
$20.
Which, by the way, $25, like, for just some auxiliary family member, that's pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Then at the same time, it's still, even if it's like a $100 gift card, which that's like a big deal for a gift, as far as gift cards go, I suppose.
It's a huge deal.
Even still, just because it's a tiny, crappy little piece of plastic, it's not as cool. Like, when I was a kid, Christmas morning was huge. Granted, it was because I had a bunch of G.I. Joe toys that took up huge boxes. You know, it took up space.
Right. My
now
parents always did it right, too. I mean, they were always good, very good to both us, me and my brother.
Well, and the worst part about gift cards is like all the drugstores or whatever, where you can go in literally on and see, my biggest problem with gift cards is because I'm probably going to get some of my relatives' gift cards. And even if I had thought about it and be like, well, maybe I should get them an iTunes or a this or a that or whatever. Because you can go to a store and literally you can buy everything from gift cards to other stores from this store. Or you can get like restaurant gift cards. And they're open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So no right. matter what, you look like you're a douche that waited until the last minute who doesn't care about your family.
Exactly. Exactly. And at the end of the day, would you rather get a $20 gift card or just $20 in cash? I'd rather have $20 in cash.
$20 in cash would be kind of nice, but that seems even
less personal. I don't know. I know it is. It's less personal, but
well, I guess I'd rather get Well, I guess anybody else would rather get $20 in cash than $20 in rolled coins. Not to mention that's a whole lot harder to mail.
But, you know, normal people think of it like, well, I could spend this $20 at just Target or Sears, or I could spend this $20 anywhere.
And I have to say,
and gift cards are kind of fucked up to
worst,
begin with.
No,
really.
I think the absolute worst, worse than any of the other gift card whatever. And thankfully, my family members, whoever they are, spread out, distant relatives or not, have never done this. But I think I would probably be damn irate. We didn't get you a Christmas present. We donated your Christmas present to charity. Does that really count as a Christmas present? I don't think.
My Christmas present to you is a donation to the, you know, World Wildlife Fund. Ah.
Okay.
Great. You saved a manatee for me. Thanks.
It's like, thank
That's the lamest gift ever. It really is.
Like, shouldn't.
Like, if you're going to get a
if
gift.
You have a guilty conscience. Shouldn't you be charitable anyways? I don't know.
If you have the money to buy people gifts, then I guess the general idea is that you should have the money to be charitable as well.
Because
but at the same time, you can't fucking go giving charitable donations in your own name and call it a gift for somebody else.
Even more so,
I made a charitable donation to the fucking Dolphin Fund of, you know, Brevard County.
Even more, I think I've got the perfect idea. I've got my Christmas shopping solved. I am going to donate my time at a soup kitchen and tell my family that their Christmas present was that I handed out soup to homeless people on their behalf.
Yeah.
That way they won't have to.
They will love it. They will love it.
Does that count? Is that, I mean, that's pretty much a cop out, and then I can just spend the money I would have used on a gift card on
volunteer
a gift card for myself
for Christmas gifts. That's
does that work? I don't know.
We should look into it.
I guess I'll find out if my family. Well, I guess it'd be even worse if I said that I did it, but I didn't really. Then I think
No. You're thinking about doing it, so it's perfectly acceptable.
I was tempted. I thought, you know, maybe instead of actually just doing the Thanksgiving thing, maybe I'll go and like hand out food at a soup kitchen.
Have you?
I didn't do it.
No.
I've never really volunteered.
Because we're not that good of people. We're still dirtbags at the end of the day.
Maybe I'm a bad person, but at the end of the day, even, you know, I mean, I work, but I get days off and stuff. I've thought about it. I'm like, well, maybe I should do it. But I'd rather sit on my couch and watch TV than go and volunteer. I'm a bad person.
Any day of the week, I'd do that.
But I'm from Florida, so what do you expect?
Because you're a lazy fucker like the rest of us from Florida. We do have a tendency to be lazy.
Well, I mean, I think that's everybody.
Have you done any Christmas shopping yet?
No.
Do you plan on doing any Christmas shopping?
I see, at this point, and see, this is what's the biggest problem with Christmas. Like, if I don't get something, then it's like I'm insensitive. But I'm not artfully inclined, so I can't make something. And it's not like I could, I mean, even if I could write songs, I don't think it's like,
so
I wrote you a song.
You're not going to get anything for Joe?
Well, I'm not going to see her until January anyway,
but
so. Even if it was a Christmas.
Why would you not send her a gift for Christmas? Hey, Joe. You got to be able to send her a gift for Christmas or, you know.
I guess we're more focused on seeing each other, and that's going to be kind of our
and fair enough, I guess.
Gift to each other.
At the same time, you got to have. You got to give at least one Christmas gift
to
each other.
Why? Because American commercialism says you have to?
Yes.
Or you're a bad person?
Yes. That's what my American commercialism says to me. Fuck, I'm British and I still get strung up on it.
I think you really deserve to be a citizen because you sound like more American than I do.
I'm more American than 9/10 of Americans I meet. You goddamn liberals. With your silly glasses and beards and shirts. Oh, man.
As opposed to walking around shirtless.
You and your wit.
I think I have more of an English sense of humor than I should at times.
No, you definitely do.
Because it's very dry and most people don't get it.
Yeah. I'll always appreciate a dry sense of humor. Tony, you know, has one at times, and so do you. And, you know, it's funny because we've we've breezed through this episode, but we've barely talked about Bob's Newsstand, barely talked about the fact that we're trying to do a full band episode at some point. It would be cool, you know, to have, you know,
all
four
Mark
of us. Oh, yeah. Well, that's just going to be ridiculous regardless. We already know that.
I look forward to it.
But at the same time, you know, why the hell not do it? You know, I guess it's approaching that time. Do you have anything you really want to get out there apart from the fact that we need to promote the gig that's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, Thursday, December the 23rd, Bob's Newsstand at Will's Pub. I can't think of anything else. I don't know. I think I've pretty thoroughly blasted. That felt good.
Yeah.
And hopefully it won't make days at work more awkward than they probably already
no,
are.
No one there listens to this. I mean, wink, wink.
Which is good.
Guys, just fucking keep this to yourselves if you do listen to it, so shut the fuck up. And there's nobody in upper management that needs to know anything about this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know either. Basically, though, we need you all to get out to the gig tomorrow. As if your life depended on it. We're also doing something special for you guys in January as well. Maybe Jack will be with us. Maybe you won't. Is the face I'm getting from Jack.
And but then you mean February. You said January.
Well, no, now it's a gig that was supposed to be January, but now it's been pushed back to February. So who the hell knows? I mean, we'd of course love to have you, buddy.
It's bittersweet, let me tell you, because as I've made clear to plenty of people, I was in a band previous to Bob's Newsstand, and technically two bands, if you want to get nitpicky about it. And leaving the band was never a challenge, or it was like a relief. And it's unfortunate because I've gotten involved with this band right at the time where my departure from the state was pretty imminent. And it's a shame because I've been having fun playing music where it is just fun and it's not some obligation to try and become more successful than is realistic.
Exactly.
It has been fun.
In your words, I think you said it was the first time you've amicably split from a band.
Yeah. Yeah, having an honest discussion about my departure and my replacement's first show, or even the open discussion of when my last show will be, is something that never previously happened.
That weirded you out a little bit?
Yes, but I guess in a good way, because I don't know, maybe I'm so used to there being so much drama that the lack thereof has kind of thrown me off, because I'm used to somebody being, to put it to you this way, when I, at the end of a band practice, quit my last band a week prior to joining Bob's Newsstand, I had a whiskey glass thrown past my face, so, right. You know, that's the kind of people
enough
who I was dealing with
that,
before,
I guess.
So it's weird that everybody's so okay with it. It feels like the other shoe should drop, but I guess everybody's on the same page, which is good in a way.
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up, guys. We're going to take off for now, but definitely visit the Oh No Radio Show, or Oh No Radio Show. That's OHNORadioshow.com. Please visit that. Please visit KTP Radio. Sooner or later, we're going to be broadcasting live on that site, and if we don't, we'll do it on our own. And, of course, check out facebook.com/Bob's Newsstand. And very soon to follow our band website, bobsnewsstandmusic.com.
I look forward to it.
With that being said, should we play one of our tunes?
Yeah, I think
to end the show.
I think what would be appropriate, since we never even really talked about the subject at all, is we end with Zombies.
Ah, shit, I had Queen all planned.
Well, I fucked it up, didn't I?
Well,
your show, man. I've ruined things enough as it is.
Queen's all set up, so I'm going to go with Queen. But next time, maybe I'll play some Zombies. But you guys have a good night, and we'll see you sometime soon.
Later.
Take it easy.